I bet you have questions about marriage. We actually always get live questions on TikTok, so we're going to go through some of those right now, and I bet you have these same questions. Let's jump into it. I'm Joe.
I'm Chrissy, and welcome to The Married Life. I do want to answer a couple questions that you guys have. It is kind of a question, but I want to reassure you. Yummy Alfredo sauce is who this is. It says, my wife has cheated on me 17 times. What do I do? How can I be good enough so that she doesn't have to? Listen, you are good enough. Her cheating on you is not your fault. Maybe there are some things in your marriage that you do need to work on, but there is an insecurity in her that you can't fix. She needs to figure out what that is and why she's doing it. But it has nothing to do with you not being good enough. There is no not good enough. People are people and we are good enough. And so that has nothing to do with you. It has to do with self deficiencies in her own self that she needs to get help on. And so,
you know, if I could speak to that too, I have a friend and his wife did this to him multiple times. And it comes out that, I mean, she literally has an issue when it comes to sex addiction. And that's what it came down to. And so I would even say for you and your spouse, you know, like we've said it on here plenty of times, like getting help, as much help as you can get, counseling, pastoring, having the conversations. Obviously, you love her and you still want to work on it, because after 17 times cheating, you know,
you're
people would. Yeah, exactly. But there does need to be like, okay, you're willing to work on it. What are those next steps? But I would say what you're doing is amazing, because forgiveness isn't a feeling, it's a choice. And you are choosing to forgive her daily. So that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked, why does my wife argue with everything? So that's a hard statement, because I bet she doesn't argue with everything. What we tend to do is we tend to invent a scoreboard in our mind where we're putting them at 4 and us at 10, you know, like I never argue. I'm blank, blank, blank. But again, it goes back to the criticism versus you saying, okay, I'm going to compliment her. What is she doing right? Like, I bet if you thought about it right now, you could actually think about a number of things that she is doing right. You said wife. I would say actually take time today and write down everything she does right, instead of you actually thinking that, that she just does the negative.
Yeah. I think if you're saying she argues about a lot of things, it sounds like you guys are not on the same page with whatever these issues are. And I'm guessing that they're major issues. What I would suggest to you is, when it's not an issue, when you guys aren't in the heat of something, say, hey, I would love to sit down maybe this weekend and take some time and say, can we talk about these things? Can we get on the same page? I'm going to use money for an example. Maybe you guys fight about money all the time. Let's create a budget. And even though a budget in and of itself is not going to fix money problems, because Joe's talked about it all the time, Tom Brady and Giselle. Yeah. Money doesn't fix your problems. Okay. But getting on the same page with certain issues within your marriage before they become an issue, that's where you solve the problem. You don't solve it in the heat of the moment. You get ahead of it, come to a decision, whether it's your kids, whether it's jobs, whether it's money, whatever the case may be, whether it's your schedule, you get in front of it, make a decision. So when it does get tight, you already know, no, we've already discussed this. We don't have to argue about it. And so that's more like a practical thing of what you can do. My son. Of what you can do. So
somebody said, how do I bring back my husband? We're in the middle of a divorce. What I, again, appreciate just about you saying that is that you don't want to go through with the divorce. Because, yeah. I mean, Jimmy Evans, who we love, Jimmy and Karen Evans, they have an amazing marriage ministry. At one time, when they were newlyweds, they were going to get divorced. Literally, like, I mean, I think he cheated on her.
The night before the wedding.
Yeah. Like, I mean, just absolutely horrible. And so, and now they have the largest marriage ministry in the U.S. I mean, just, it's amazing what God can do in your relationship. Even if just one of you are like, I'm going to keep pushing on through, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep, you know, focusing on it. And so whether that comes from you expressing more forgiveness, more gratitude, more conversation, more communication, having, you know, asking them again if they would be open to counseling, asking him if he'd be open to coaching, asking him, you know, it's like trying every single thing before throwing in the towel, you know? Yeah,
I think humility is going to be a big part here. I don't know who initiated it.
That's good.
I don't know if you both wanted it in the beginning and now you don't. I don't know your situation, but I do know that humility can do a lot in your marriage. When you can come to them and say, hey, like, I have been wrong, but I feel like we can really work this out. What would you say if we could give it another 6 months?
Yeah.
What would you say if we could give it another year?
Now,
and really try everything. Yeah.
She did say he wants to continue through with the divorce. So here's the thing, and this is what's crazy about God, right? He gives us free will. And that's the thing. It's like you can't control somebody. Now, I'll tell you this. We have seen people that have gotten divorced, and they learn how to forgive each other, reconcile, fall back in love, and get remarried.
Yeah.
Now, I would say you keep trying to work on it, but you can't control him. But I know one of the biggest things is if he has something going on in his life or in your relationship that he sees, the biggest thing isn't an I'm sorry, but it's action. Action speaks louder than words. So if there's something he might want to see in the actions change. Somebody said,
my wife doesn't allow me to go to the gym. I'm gonna speak up. Well, my wife doesn't allow me to go to the gym after work. I'm going to assume a lot of things here, okay? I'm a stay-at-home mom, and he works out of the home. And so if he wants to go to the gym after work, my initial thoughts are like, are you kidding me? I've been home with the kids all day. Like, I'm gonna lose my crap. I need you home. One of these kids are gonna die today. That's not every day. But I'm just gonna assume that's probably where her mindset is. So, Joe has in the past, we have a little bit of a different schedule now, but before, when he was like working for other people and he couldn't work out in the middle of the day or do this, what he would do is, if working out, so this is for you, if working out is that important, what he did was he got up at 4 a.m. and he went and worked out, and he got all of his stuff done that he needed to do for himself because it was very important to him, and he wanted to be with the kids before they went to school and all that kind of stuff before he went to work. He would get up every single morning at 4 a.m., go to the gym, and he would be back by breakfast. More, you would be back before the kids were even awake.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might be a conversation with her, and I just want you to say, okay, I do want to have empathy for my wife. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe she doesn't care about you being home at a certain time. Maybe it's something different. But I would ask the why behind it and then say, if this is important to me enough to work out, which it should be, you should prioritize your health, you're gonna sacrifice something like sleep to get it done.
Yep. So that's it. Because it's recognizing also your spouse and their needs. Like Chrissy has needs. Even something, so guys, here's something I do, right? Again, there's more used to do when our work schedule looked different. But when I'd come home, I'd ask Chrissy, I could actually tell if she needed time away or if she was good.
How?
You could just see it all over you. You could just see it all over
you. You could hear it before you.
Could hear it, yeah. From outside the house, I could see the hair. I could see the bloodshot eyes. And so I just take the kids to a park. I take them shopping. You know, I take them somewhere. Just get them away from Chrissy. Because just like I just need 45 minutes in the gym, a 20-minute power nap, whatever, Chrissy just needs a little bit of time to herself too. And so you just recognizing what your spouse's needs are and giving them a little bit of time too.
Yeah, he said that's true. We have two kids and a stay-at-home wife, mom. Yeah. I feel it.
Yep.
I felt it.
Hey, we're going to do one more question and we're going to jump off of here.
Yeah.
If you get a divorce, all you're doing is trading their bad things for someone else's. That's not necessarily true.
I think what he's saying is like every person is going to have bad qualities.
Yes, that is true.
I think that's what you said.
Yeah. Someone the other day, they were talking about divorce and blah, 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 and relationships and how horrible they are. I was like, well, that's like you saying like you got food poisoning one time at a restaurant, you're never going to eat again. You know, it's like, doesn't mean you're not going to try to have a relationship again.